Well, howdy guys, you know, I was kind of thinking, and I'd just like to share it with you what I was thinking about, and I'd just like to know if anybody else has noticed this as well. Now, you all know that dreadful thing that happened in the United States. Then you got people who went on to TikTok and other places, rejoicing what had happened, and saying for more of it, trying to whip up hatred and division. Did you notice that a lot of percentage of them were femmes? They seem to want to spread hatred and division, chaos, drama. Then take a look at the squad in the United States politics. What do they normally spout on about? Basically, hatred and division. No solutions. Once again, they're all femmes. The program The View in America, their format is the same. The educational system, not only in the UK but in the United States, is saturated with femmes. And they preach their hatred and division to young children, to turn them into activists. Then we've all seen what's happened to the UK police force, which is now saturated with femmes. Look at all the Karens walking around, freaking out. They don't seem to know how to act in a civilized society anymore. It's almost as if they want to destroy society. If that happens, of course, they will be the first ones to suffer, because their entitlement will be gone. Everybody's going on about the globalists, they're doing it. Well, of course, they have a major part in it. But if nothing else, femmes are their willing foot soldiers. Especially modern femmes have become instigators, troublemakers, vindictive and spiteful, hateful, arrogant and very rude, all under the supposed disguise as equality. Think about all the organizations that femmes have got into in greater numbers and have virtually destroyed that organization for what it was and what it stood for. Globalists didn't do that. Femmes did. I mean, are they actually the useful idiots, as they say, or the instigators? You take it easy now, guys.